I let everyone be ready. And if you, now wait just a minute, I want to look through this audience of people. See you out there sitting in the prayer line, you look this way just a minute, each one of you. Are you all strangers to me, everyone? If you all raise up your hands, if you all are strangers. Now the only ones that I know in the meeting are my associate here, Brother Woods, standing over here. Of course, I know him. He's with us. He's supposed to stay with me. Here's Leo Mercer and Gene Gold down here, friends of mine, recorders. They bring me ahead of the tapes and so forth. And Brother Dealer, there, I know him. He follows the meetings also. And Brother Tom from South Africa. As far as I know, that's the only people here that I know outside of my boys standing out there with the sick people. That's the only one you know down that I know. I met a couple of fine ministers the other day here. Brothers, this committee is here. But I wouldn't know them now, I guess, if I'd see them out there. I don't see them, and I just remember their face. But I want everybody just to be real quiet now and keep your children near you, especially epilepsy. Epilepsy is one thing that gets away from me. Do you realize you're dealing with demon spirits? How many realize that? Let's see if you put your hands up anywhere. In the Bible, don't you remember when a man had epilepsy and somebody went over and didn't have the authority and said, I cure thee by Jesus' name, Paul preaches, come out. And that spirit came out and got on a man. Here not long ago, there was a certain minister came to a meeting. He had about 28 of his congregation. A little baby was on the platform, and the little baby had epilepsy. He had a rug wrapped around a stick in its mouth, a clothespin above. And they had the baby's head and fist. I couldn't get him to stop. And this minister sitting out there kind of smiling to himself. And I looked around, I told him all to put their heads down. They wouldn't do it. This fellow just sat there. So an usher went back to him and said, listen, this is a public place, and I leave that place. I said, all right, it's up to you. I said, Father, don't let this poor innocent child have to suffer the sins of that man. I said to you, leave him, but you're at liberty to do what you want to. And thousands of people sitting there, the whole 28 shut up epilepsy and fell on the floor frothing and everything is still about epilepsy, too. And that's just one of the thousands of cases. So you be reverent. We're not playing church. You're in the presence of God. See? So be reverent. Be seated. And just whatever he said, you do just exactly what the Spirit of the Lord says do. Now, shall we just all sing together slowly, if you will, only believe. Just all together now, together. Only believe. Now just sing it, believe with all your heart now. That's right. There's something about it. Thank God I love. Each one confessing his faith. Put up your hand and sing it like this. Now I believe. Or, now I believe. Now I believe. All things are possible. Now I believe. Now Heavenly Father, come upon us, help us tonight, Lord, as we minister, may the angels of God be present to give you thanks in Jesus' name. Now just look this away. Believe with all your heart. Be expecting. Expecting God to touch your body, you do it. Now, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, I take every spirit under my control for the glory of God, mine, the Holy Spirit, that bring this man here.
Be reverent. As you just walk up this way a little closer, sir, that's all right. Now, to the people in the audience, wherever you are, be reverent. Listen for you. Because when it goes, did they show the picture of it here tonight? Did you see it? The angel of the Lord on the picture? They'll probably get to it sometime. It's here. They've taken it and got it in Washington, D.C., and it's the only supernatural being that's ever scientifically proven to be true. The copyright's right with it, the Douglas Studios at Houston, Texas. And now, when it leaves and I see it move over the audience, I have to watch where it's at. And when I speak, you listen for your name, or listen for to who it is. Be reverent wherever it is. And when you're standing here, you in a prayer line, just listen to what he tells you. Then do just exactly. And you'll notice now, when I come from it, if he anoints me, when I come from it, if it's me speaking, if it's me, but if it's the Holy Spirit and something's to happen, it'll say, thus saith the Lord. Now watch that, and you audience, and when it does, mark it down on a little piece of paper or something, watch it. If that don't come to pass just that way, you send it to me. The recorders here pick up everything. That's what the boys are here for, is to pick up those recordings. See, we have every word, and not one time since I was a little tiny baby has it ever failed. It can, it's God's. If it would be mine, it would fail every time, but it's God and it can't fail. Now, this a man standing here before me, probably a man my age, maybe a little older. As far as I know, he and I are strangers to each other, are we, sir? We do not know each other. But God knows us both. As soon as you walk up here, I perceive that you are a believer, because your spirit feels welcome. That's the way I know that. That's when Nathaniel came up to the Lord Jesus. He said, behold, an Israelite. See, he knew that he is welcome, you see. And just as soon as it turned, see, if he had been a critic or something, it would have been a dark shadow moving in there, and I know there had been something wrong. But you are a believer. And between you and I now is something that perhaps maybe me going under this influence of the divine presence of God. I don't know what it, but you're aware that something's taking place. Now, as an honest man, would you raise your hand to the people if they might know that you can tell that you're in the presence of something besides man and supernatural? Now, to anyone who stands this close between me and the man, is that pillar of fire like it's just circling between me and him? He knows. Now, it'll drop to either he or I in a few moments. He knows he's in the presence, in divine presence. I do not know the man. I have never seen him. But now, if the Holy Spirit should anoint, well, he'll tell you something that'll encourage you or discourage you once. That I do not know. It'll have to take him to do it. But if he does, you will admit it then. If it's truth, you'll admit it. And you'll be willing to do anything that he tells you to do. And if it's the truth what he tells you, then you know it. His divine presence is here telling me what to say to you. Isn't that right? Well, may he grant it is my sincere prayer, brother. You're the first patient here tonight. People with lots of faith in the audience. And they're moving from everywhere. Powers of sickness is moving in. And it's people's faith they're doing it. See, it isn't me. It's their own faith pulls at it. It wasn't Jesus healed the woman. He said, thy faith is saved. It wasn't him. Her faith did it. And that's the same thing in here. Faith pulling from everywhere around now. But I see that between you and I, there seems to be something like dripping. I see it moving between you and I, like drops of something falling. It's a blood condition. It's something in the blood. It's acids in your blood, I believe the doctor says. I see that kind of thin fella says it's a acid in your blood, and it's caused by a case of diabetes. It has been diabetes has caused an acid to come into your blood.
That's
is that
true.
Right?
That's right. That's the truth. That is the truth.
You believe?
No,
now, see, the more you talk to the man, see, now you might know, and I could just pray for him. I don't know. But I turn around now while the anointing is speaking and talk to the man. He might, just longer you talk, but usually they don't say much to a person because these others are just weakened soul. But that you might know now, I would just talk to the brother just a little bit longer, see if the Holy Spirit would say anything. Would you desire to see that if it be God's will? Pray that it be God's will. That we might know just to talk to you now. Now, what it said was the truth. We'll see just what he would say again. And if he should say anything, of course, it would be him. It couldn't be me. You know that.
I do.
You realize that.
I realize.
whatever what it was, of course, it seems to a dream now. It's another world. I see it moving between us again. You know, it's another man. And the man's got something that's in his eyes about a, oh, it's a son. You got a boy or something, or a son, haven't you? It's got something wrong with his eyes.
Uh-huh.
And then you see a little girl. That's his daughter, which is your granddaughter. She's got something wrong with her eyes.
That's the truth, folks. That's the truth.
You believe?
I do.
Now,
I do.
As you have believed, go and find it just the way you believe. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I bless my brother for the glory of God. May the Lord bless you, my dear brother. Just have faith. Believe God with all your heart. You can have what you want if you'll just have faith to believe it. All right. Now, as far as that is concerned, the whole audience ought to have faith now to be healed. Isn't that right? Everyone should have faith. Everyone should believe. I see the angel of the Lord hanging over a little lady looking right at me praying. Got trouble with your hip, haven't you, sister? Mm-hmm. You was praying then. You said, Lord, let him turn to me. You also have a hernia, don't you? That's right. And you got a tumor, haven't you? If that's right, raise up your hand. Now you stand up on your feet. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, heals you. And you're well, and your faith has made you whole. Just have faith. Keep praying. Keep believing. Don't doubt. Believe all things are possible. Oh, how marvelous, how wonderful our Lord Jesus is. Now, is this the lady? Is this the lady that brought? I see you have a signed personal worker. Or you're working in this meeting, are you, lady? All right. We're strangers to each other, I suppose. This is our first time ever meeting in life. But the Lord Jesus Christ knows both of us, doesn't he? He knows me. He knows you. He knows everything that I ever did do, all you ever did do. He knows what I will do. He knows what you will do. So our destination lays within his grip, in his hand. And only he alone is able to do this. Are you aware of that, sister? Well, us being strange to each other, and only God alone can do these things. Then if I talk to you like our Lord and Master, which is present now, talk to the woman at the well, he said, bring me a drink. He began to carry a conversation with her until he found out just exactly where her trouble was. He found one trouble with her. That was she was living in adultery. He said, go get your husband. She said, I don't have any. He said, you got five. She said, I perceive that you're a prophet. He said, I know that when Messiah cometh, he'll tell us these things. That was the very sign of the Messiah. Was that right?
Yes.
That's the sign of the Messiah today. Is that right? Yes. Or if the Messiah is the same yesterday, today, and forever, he's the same in principle, same in power, same in works. And the Messiah himself said, I do nothing except the Father shows me first what to do. But I'm talking to you just like he did to her, catching your human spirit. And us being strangers. Now, the first thing I see the woman, if the audience, if my voice is loud enough now, as I hope it is, I see the woman moving away from me. There's something wrong with her spine. She's got a spinal trouble, and her spine is bad. That is true, isn't it, lady? That's right. Raise up your hand. Behind palpable our Holy Spirit of God. There's your trouble. Just exactly. Now, where God can heal or not, that depends on her faith. See, these things are not to heal people. It's to bring you conscious of God being here. See? Now, you can say, that man's anything you want to call it. Whatever you call it, it'll determine your destination. I'll say that, see. Whatever, the man who smote Jesus in the face didn't feel any virtue. Certainly not. But the woman who touched his garment felt virtue. You touch him tonight. Not me. Now, oh my, don't think that not me, it's him. I'm just as you are. Worse than you are, Lord. Because you people have been in this way a long time. I'm just a baby. And you just call me your brother, and I come to you. But some of you old saints of God here has been in these old churches around here carrying their cross for years and years. I feel honored to stand before you. So I'm sure, without a shadow of doubt, I'm presenting the Lord Jesus Christ to you. That's right. Now, if you believe it, I hope you do. Now, the lady, see, what is, oh, it's a spinal trouble, I believe it wasn't. All right. Now, that's what is wrong. Now, if I talk to the lady a little longer, it would keep telling her more things. Or whatever, it might, I don't know. We just talk to her a minute and see what the Holy Spirit would say. So that you can see that it's just not something you're guessing. It's a reality. Now, it's just, he's such a marvelous Lord Jesus. So wonderful. That left me just then. It moved out from me. I felt it go. It went to someone. Now, just as sure as anything, it left. Went to someone. The anointing left me. Life went out. Look at the perspiration breaking on the top of my hand. See? It went from me. Somebody in the audience. Let's see. I hear. Now, if you that feel that you're in the Spirit, now look, standing right here, do you see that light? It's hanging right over a little lady sitting here looking at me. She's been suffering. I see her going about something, holding her head. She's having headaches. Been having headaches. She's sitting right in here. You believe that the Lord Jesus healed you? Will make you well? You accept it? And you believe it? If you do, you may have it. The Lord Jesus bless you. See? You don't need prayer, honestly. You need faith. Faith does the work. See? How faith makes you whole? Now, this is the patient, I believe. So he just spoke to you, didn't he? Telling you something was wrong with you. Now, do you believe him with all your heart that he'll heal you?
I do.
With all your heart you believe you'll get...
With all my heart.
I see you've been... I see some building, a kind of a building you've been into or something you... It's a hospital. You've just come from a hospital. And it was... you've got a blood pressure. I see him taking your pressure like this. And it's dangerously high, ready for a stroke. That is right. And there's a little girl with you.
Yes.
And that little girl has something wrong with her foot.
Yes, it's crippled.
It's crippled in its foot. Left foot, I believe it is. I've seen it as it throws its left foot. And that little girl is the daughter of your niece.
Yes.
That's right. And that lady, the mother of the child, works in a hospital.
Yes.
That's the truth. Now go lay your hand on the child. And may the Lord grant unto you the desire of heaven. Let us say praise be to God. God is a worship, an object of worship. They that worship Him worship in spirit and in truth. Do you believe with all your heart? If you believe, you can receive whatever it is. Just have faith in God. God will grant to you the blessings if you'll believe it. Oh, my. This lady sitting right here having, looking around this way, do you believe with all your heart that God will heal you that hay fever? Do you believe that God will make you well? Kind of shocks you a little, doesn't it? Do you believe that He'll make you well? If you do, you can have what you ask for. Amen. High blood pressure? You believe that God will heal you that high blood pressure? If you believe it, you can have what you ask for. That's right. God bless you. Amen. How do you do, lady? We're strangers to each other, aren't we? Now, we being strangers to one another... But yet you know that you're in the presence of something besides your brother, don't you? It's His presence, you see. Isn't that a wonderful feeling? See, it's settling now, coming between me and the woman. She moves way back. A dark streak follows her. I see her many years ago. She's much younger than she is. You were stricken with something or other that looked like if they couldn't, you was asleep or a sleeping disease. That's what you had. And it's come back on you again. And you're getting to a place where you're all excited. I see you wondering about where you should drive a car and things like that. You're being weary about those things. Isn't that the truth? You believe that God's going to make you whole this minute?
Yes.
Come here. And Heavenly Father, as your Spirit here that knows all things, I pray, God, that you'll bless this woman who I bless in thy name, and may she go and be whole in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you, sister. May his mercies rest with you, be upon you. How do you do, lady? We are strange to each other, too, I suppose. And we do not know each other, but God knows us both. Isn't that right?
Amen.
If he knows us both, he knows all things. He can do all things. He's omnipotent.
Amen.
Omnipresent.
Amen.
So he's all present, all omnipotent. He can do all things. I see you not some time ago. You went for an examination and was examined for a cancer. And you are going back again, have to go back soon to get an examination to test again to see if it's cancer. That's right. That you might know that I am your brother and telling you the truth. You got someone you're interested in as a blind person. That's your daughter. And she's a blind person. The handkerchief that you have in your hand, lay it on her, then bring us word what your doctor tells you about the cancer. You'll find them. God bless you, sister. May mercy rest upon you. Praise be to God who gives all things freely, whosoever will may come and drink from the waters, the fountains of life freely. Praise God, every spirit subject. See, you couldn't hide yourself now. He's here. If you looked just the way I'd pass him, I couldn't heal you. But you couldn't hide your life. That's right. Your lady's an elderly lady. Look at him. I don't know what's wrong with her. She has palsy. Her husband sitting by her is hard of hearing. Here's a lady sitting here with a gallbladder trouble. Just come from a hospital. The little girl there in the wheelchair's got polio stricken. Have faith. Believe. That's what it takes. I can't heal. God never give me something to heal somebody. He gave me a gift to stimulate your faith in him. To know he's present. What are you thinking there, lady, sitting there on the end of the seat, sitting there with that liver trouble? You believe that Jesus Christ healed you then? You said because something went over you, wasn't it? That's it. You were healed. Amen. That lady that laid her hand over your knee, she got a blessing too at that time because she had a bladder trouble and she was healing. Amen. That's right. That's exactly right. The lady said next to her, hugging up against her shoulders, you got a rupture, haven't you, lady? That's right. Amen. See, you can't hide his presence. He's here. Amen. Hallelujah! To the Lamb of the living God!
Hallelujah.
I'm present! Wherever two or more are gathered in my name, I'll be in them. Whatsoever thing you shall ask in prayer, that will I do!
Amen.
Listen, I am not a fanatic, God knows that. Our Heavenly Father, who looks down in heaven, I'm looking at that audience back in front of me there. And the God of heaven who will judge me at this day of the judgment when he comes. Constantly the light of God is flashing from that audience back in there. It's dimming out. I'm getting so weak I can hardly stand here. But many people back in there are getting healed. Now, you're too far back from me to just see exactly who you are. But God in heaven knows that. Many times has it flashed over the people there. And I know it's God's sign to me that them people are being healed right along through there. And God knows that's the truth as they stand by his sacred word. Amen. Watch. Long time after I'm gone, you'll find out that that's the truth. Amen. It's your faith of doing that. Praise be to God. I love Him. How wonderful He is. We just thank Him with all of our hearts for His goodness, don't we? Just waiting a moment, friends. Just, you don't realize what it is. You get into a, oh, He's so wonderful. You just feel like you're going to take a rapture. Just, my, how great it is to know that the anointing of the Holy Spirit that'll take the church in a rapture someday. His presence. Now the people, it's called the people who believe in God, fanatics and holy roar, you ought to be ashamed of yourself, for God is with them, vindicating He's here. Look at when Israel come up out of Egypt. The sign was before them that proved that God was with them. Amen. How we love Him. How we praise Him for His goodness. It's from everlasting to everlasting. He's God. This man standing here, is this the patient? Excuse me, sir. We're strangers to each other, I suppose. I do not know you. Just watching, I didn't mean to make you wait, sir. But just, I can't explain it to you. You're here. I don't know why. He knows why you're here. And He's the only one that can heal you if you're sick. If it's financial troubles, He's the only one can support. If it's domestic troubles, He's the only one who can clear it up. The only thing I can do is just by divine gift, if He will, say the same thing like He did to the woman at the well. He knew where her troubles lay. Now, I want to ask the audience, the man standing here, total stranger. Something happened in the audience just then. He went out to the audience. If the Holy Spirit, this strange man to me, will reveal what He come here for, will every one of you accept it now that you believe that I have told you the truth about the Lord Jesus? Is it true, sir, we are strangers to each other? We never met before in life. This is just our first meeting time. I know nothing about you. And if anything, if there's something wrong with you and God would let me know about it, then it'd have to come from the hand of God, wouldn't it? And now, see, audience, this now, I want you to keep the word. You on these cots here, the sick, wherever you are, if I could only do something for you to heal you, how I would love to come down there and do it, but I can't. I can't do it. No other man can do it. It's your faith in God. Every sinner here, how I'd like to come out and save you, but I can't. It's your own faith in God. Your salvation was paid for at Calvary. You've been, ever since Jesus died, you've been saved, but it'll never do you any good till you accept it. Your healing was paid for at Calvary. Can't you accept it now? See, a man can come through here saying anything. That don't make it so. But when God says it's so, then it's so. All that was, I could feel it. My brethren here, it's time to leave the stadium about. And that's the reason I'm trying to get the crowd into a position where I can feel that the anointing is correctly over every person. I'm interested in you, friend. I want you to be well. You're somebody's mother. I got a dear old mother praying tonight. You're somebody's wife. I got a wife praying tonight. Somebody's father, and my father's gone on tonight. Somebody's brother and sister. Oh, may God help you, friend. Now, through preaching the Word, through seeing God moving, won't you believe? I persuade you to have faith in God. Now, while I try and as the crowd is getting dim, I can't explain it or can't even know where my voice is coming to you correctly or not. But I trust that it is. Now to the man, if you'll just step this way just a little closer, sir, there's somebody behind you pulling the same way. So, we being strangers to each other, as I have said, God knowing both of us, knowing all about us. You know, notice this, how many audience gets healed to one at the platform? It's because of their faith, you see. Their faith does that. Now, you're not from this city. You've come here from another city. And your trouble lays in your back. And he told you that it was a ruptured disc in your back. That is right. You believe the Lord Jesus can make you well? I hear somebody call you by name out, Hugh. And your other name's Martin. That's right, isn't it? All right, go ahead. It's over now. God bless you. Let us say praise be to God. Do you believe Him with all your heart? Now, let us just, where you're standing, I want you to do something for me. Will you, everybody sick, just put your hands over on each other just a minute, will you? Everywhere, all the way around. That's right. Now, I know God. No, all these things God just healed him in, said he. Your hands, they shall lay hands on each other. Our Heavenly Father, we rebuke all the powers of darkness. Satan, you are defeated. We come against thee tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus. And by the authority of the Holy Ghost and the power of the resurrected Lord Jesus, this group of believers comes into the presence of the Almighty. Come out, Satan. I adjure thee in the name of Jesus. Leave every person in this divine presence. You're defeated. Leave them in Jesus' name. Amen. Stand up now on your feet and give God praise for His great glory. God, that's the faith we want. The faith that was once delivered to the saints. The faith that our Lord Jesus looked out and seen a woman with a blood issue. Her touching Him with her faith said, be of a good cheer. Thy faith has saved thee. I see, yes. Thanks be to God. I see a man sitting looking right at me. He's in prayer. Between he and I becomes a light streak moving. The man's a heavy set man. He's looking right at me, suffering with heart trouble. The man sitting right back there. That's right, sir. You go home now, a well man. Your faith is healed you. That poor woman sitting right next to you there. Look this way to me, sister. You believe me to be God's prophet? Or servant. With all your heart you believe that? If God will make known to me what you're here for, if you've got trouble, if He'll tell me what's your trouble, will you believe me as His servant? You will? Your trouble's in your legs. Isn't that right? Now, isn't that the truth? You can stand up on your feet, man. Jesus Christ makes you well. Amen. What about the lady sitting next to you? Do you believe it, lady? You believe me to be God's servant? His prophet? You look like a healthy woman. But do you believe that God could tell me right here, you know, I don't, whether what's wrong with you? Will you believe it then with all your heart? You suffer with a back trouble. That's the truth, isn't it? That kind of shocked the lady sitting next to you. Do you believe that lady with all your heart? Look at me. You believe me to be His prophet? If I'll tell you the truth, will you believe? You'll know it's the truth.
then you'll believe that I'm telling you the truth. The light of God hangs over you. You're suffering with a kidney trouble. That's right. Stand on your feet. Of course, you can go home well. You believe? Somebody in this section over here believe? Have faith? Somebody way back in the back of the rims, way back in there? Will you have faith? Of course, you're going over a bunch of spirit, you realize that? I see a dark shadow right now moving around. It's a demon power. It's sitting between me and out in here, coming in. It's a little lady sitting. She's been praying. She's got her finger up to her mouth. The woman has got cancer. She's wearing glasses. That's right, isn't it, lady? Sitting with a white dress on. Will you stand up on your feet, then, just a minute? That's right. That's true, isn't it? All right. Do you believe that God could heal you? Say, want to say something to you. You realize your condition. Your name is Johnson. Beatrice Johnson. You live at 1920 Jeff Davis Street here in Macon, Georgia. That's right, isn't it? You accept the Lord Jesus now for your healer? Raise your hand to Him. Father, in the name of Thy Son, the Lord Jesus, I condemn the death spirit hanging over this woman, and may she be healed for Your glory. I ask every man and every woman here that believes right now that Jesus Christ is here, the Son of God, that you'll stand to your feet now and accept Him as your healer. Almighty God, the author of life, You've manifested Yourself. Heal every person here, and I condemn every sickness. Come out, Satan. I rebuke every evil spirit in the name of Jesus Christ, God's
Son. Now, if you'll come tonight and perform the very same thing here in this church, in this group of people, that He did when He was here on earth, will you believe He raised from the dead? Will you do it? Will you accept it on the same ground? All right, is your... All right, bring the lady. Now, if the engineer will watch these microphones, see my voice out there, because I don't know sometimes how loud it is or how it is as it goes on, you understand. You just regulate it accordingly. Now, here stands a lady standing here by me. I'm a man, she's a woman. I've never seen a lady in my life. Probably she has never seen me in her life. That's if they're sitting out in the audience somewhere, she looked up. But I suppose we're strangers to one another, are we, lady? We're strangers, yes. And born probably miles apart, many miles, many years apart, and here we are tonight, met for our first time. Now, what would Jesus do if this woman, I don't know what she's here for, God knows, but I don't. If Jesus was here, what would He do? What would He say to the woman? What do you think would be His attitude? Now, she may be here, she may have domestic trouble. She may have financial trouble. She may be sick. She may be seeking God. She may be wanting to know where something has happened or something. And what about, I don't know. I can tell you. But He does know. Now, the only thing that God could do, if it's for healing, well, He'd say, I did that when I died at Calvary for you. Is that right, clergyman, you minister? Therefore, He got all the healing that ever was, could be done, right there. The price is already paid. It's just something now to make people believe that. If you're already around the rim, understand that, if you do, raise up your hand. If you understand, it's just something to make people realize, thank you, that he is here, His presence is here. Only by preaching the word, maybe by some other gift or something or other. Now, if He was standing here, He would know this woman if the Father would show Him. Now, what would He do? Now, imagine you do just like He did at Samaria when that woman come out at Samaria. He went up and sat down on a well. She come up to Him and come up and started to get a bucket of water. And He said, bring me a drink. Wonder why. She said, well, it's not customary for you Jews to ask we Samaritans stuff. He said, but if you knew who you were talking to, you'd ask me for a drink. See? I'll give you water if you don't come here to draw. She went ahead and carried on the conversation. Now, to my honest opinion, here's what He was doing. Contacting her spirit. See? Finding out what her spirit was. So He talked to her until He found where the trouble was.
Then when he found the trouble, he told her what it was. He said, go get your husband. She said, I don't have any husband. He said, you got five. Well, she said, sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. Now, I know, we're taught, that when the Messiah cometh, the Messiah will do these things, but you must be a prophet. He said, I'm he that speaks to you. Is that right? I am he that speaks. Now, what was that sign to tell her what was wrong with her, where her trouble was? It was the sign of the Messiah. What is it amongst the better scholar, educated preachers today? Mental telepathy, fortune telling, Beelzebub, just same thing amongst that kind of class on this street that day. They looked around and said, well, we can't deny that he knows the thoughts. Jesus, did he read the people's minds? Be careful. Yes. If you'll tell me the difference between perceiving a thought and reading a mind, I want you to lay it up here on the platform and tell me what's the difference. Perceiving a thought or reading a mind. Not like the devil does now. Some of these here devil works, but now you're a palm reading and guessing a whole lot. Like that, that's the devil. Everything the devil's got, he copied off of God. But God, in his prophets and his seers and so forth, absolutely knows the things that God will reveal. There's many things he don't reveal to his servants. Look at old Jacob setting our stone, setting up there, and they brought his boy's coat back. You know he was a prophet. Brought his coat back and said, a beast killed your boy. That was wrong. He didn't know the difference for 40 years. Look at Isaac setting up there, total blind, and here comes Jacob up. He said, I'm Esau, and he blessed him for Esau and a prophet. Look at this Elijah sitting there, and here comes the Shunammite woman and fell down by him like that. Said, God troubled her heart and kept it from me. They don't know all things. They just know his God will let them know. They're not infallible people. The Bible says Elijah was a man subject to like passions as we are. His ups and downs and differences. Now, if Jesus has raised from the dead, he's anointing tonight, and I contend for that he is risen from the dead, then he'll come and manifest himself just like he did here on earth. Then it's up to you from then on whether you'll believe it. If this woman knowing that she's a total stranger to me and near to her, and if something will come here and anoint me and tell me what she wants to ask me or whatever it is, then it's going to be up to you. You know it has to come through supernatural power. Then it's going to be up to you whatever you believe about it. How you approach it, that'll be the determination of what you get out of it. That's right. Those who thought he was Beelzebub smacked him in the mouth and felt no virtue. But the woman who touched the hem of his garment run out, she got healed. Just your approach to it. And that's right, the way you approach it. Now, may the Lord Jesus add his blessing. Say, Brother Ben, you're stalling for something. Exactly, I was. Sure, I was stalling till this anointing comes. But he's here now. And in the name of Jesus Christ, I take every spirit under my control for the glory of God. I be reverent, set still, because these foul, evil spirits in the meeting tonight. Okay? And set still now, because remember, when they leave one, they can go right straight to another. So now be reverent. Be quiet while I talk with the woman just a little while to see just what her trouble would be and what she's here for. Now, sister, not knowing you, I turn to you now as a single individual. As you're talking to the audience, I turn to you as a single individual. Just to talk to you like our master did to the woman at the well. A picture again, a man and a woman, be the same way. Now, you remind me a whole lot of my mother. What do you think about that, Leo? Just about like my mother, about that size, little Irish woman. That's praying for me now. Well, she knows I go into meeting about this time. And she's praying for me. And if I was any kind of a deceiver, I'd be a heartless brute that tried to deceive somebody and impersonate or throw off on the Lord Jesus. I wouldn't do that, lady. You don't believe that in me of being a... Thank you, my sister. Thank you. Then with that same, surely God will honor what you're here for. Now, you just look to me as your brother, and knowing that I am your brother, and thank you for that compliment, saying a man of God. I'm not worthy of that expression, but I believe that God will honor you for saying that, because he has made them Satan. Now, not knowing you, and if the Lord Jesus, his holy presence, which we're now in, will let me know what you want here, what you come up on the platform for, well, then you'll know whether it's true or not. Then you'll be willing to accept it and say, yes, I believe it comes from God, because I know that little man standing there wouldn't know nothing about me. So you believe now with all your heart as I look to see what I can see for you. See if he would tell me anything. He may not, but he may. And then if he does, I'll be very thankful to him. But I see now to this woman that's standing near She has a real dismal, funny spirit. It's a spirit of weary, fearful. She's all nervous and upset. And she's bothered a lot with a nervous condition. And she's, it's about a condition of her body that she's worrying about, because she's planning on an examination at a clinic, kind of a hospital clinic of affair for cancer. It's a cancer that you're worried about. And you was praying just before coming, and you was revealed to you as you was praying that if you would come here and I would pray for you, that they'd find no cancer. And you come up here, and you're not from this state. You come from Florida up here. Isn't that the truth? You are going to get the desire of your heart. You had it right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you, sister. Go happy, rejoicing. Go this way if you want to, Brother Woods. Would you come and thank you? You believe? All things are possible to them that believe. Oh, I just wish you could understand right now what it means. What it means to be here in the presence of the Lord Jesus. What a different looking audience it is from 5 minutes ago. You may think that I'm just saying that, but that's between you and God. The Lord Jesus' presence is right here now. Now there's an evil spirit moving in the audience. It's coming to this woman, sitting here, standing here. Now just a moment. It's a spirit screaming for help. The woman who is standing here. It's this woman sitting right here with her foot up in the chair. Now look this way just a minute to both of you while this dark streak is settled between you. This lady here, cancer, condition and operation from the throat. That woman sitting there has cancer. She has something wrong with her foot, and she has a cancer on her breast. And only God can make either one of you well. You believe? Now to you. Them spirits are pulling one to another. Now, being sure closer to me, I want to talk to you just a minute. That's still moving between the women. I have faith, lady, both of you, because you're right now on the decision ground. You're very nervous, too. You had an operation. I've seen that you talk through this place in your throat like your voice comes through it when it cuts for cancer. And, You're not from this country either. You come from below here, from a place, Florida. And you come from a city called Melrose, Florida. And your name is Mrs. E.M. Robinson. You come from Melrose, Florida. And you want me to lay hands on you that you be healed. Almighty God, in the name of God, Son, the Lord Jesus, Satan, I rebuke thee. Come out from these people that they may go and be made whole through Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Go. Amen. Have faith. You believe? All right, ladies. You believe with all your heart. I'm a stranger to you. But we're neither one strangers to God. Oh, my. Oh, how wonderful he is. How marvelous. The Prince of Peace, the King of Kings, the Everlasting Father, the Great I Am, the Rose of Sharon, the Lily of the Valley, the Bright Morning Star. All powers in the heavens and earth is in his hands. He stands among his people. Outstretched arms to whosoever will, let him come and drink freely. Little lady sitting looking at me right here on the end of the road. You got a gallbladder trouble, haven't you? You believe that Jesus will make you well? I got a bleeding on the inside, too, of the gallbladder. You believe God will make you well? You accept it with all your heart? Shake your handkerchief up there, lady. Yeah, there you are. That's right. Stand up on your feet. Jesus Christ heals you. Amen. Amen. Sister, you got a cancer. That cancer's on the breath. Isn't that right? I see your examination. And I see it's on your breath. You believe Jesus is here to take it off? Come near. Look, there's something here knows you, isn't it? That this anointing is standing present. Jesus said, these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. Do you believe we are believers? Then in the name of Jesus Christ, I condemn this devil that's taken the life of my sister and assure thee by the living God that you depart from her, Satan. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, lady. Go have faith and believe with all your heart. Oh, how wonderful. Look this way just a moment, lady. We are strangers to each other. We do not know each other. Perhaps our first time ever meeting in life. God knows both of us, doesn't he? Now, do you believe that the Lord sent me the things that I have said is the truth? With all your heart. Then, if I could do anything for you, you know I would do it. If I could do it. If you believe in me like that as God's servant, I'd do anything I could for you, sister. But I'm just limited to a gift, that's all. But the gift declares that God is very willing. Surely I'd know some conception of him if he'd let me do these things, wouldn't I? I know I have some conception of God. Have to. But we being strangers to each other. But here I see you're not here for yourself. You're here for a boy. It's your son. And if something, I can examine his head. If the doctor said it's a retarded cell or something other in the brain, and you're a preacher's wife. And your husband's kind of turning gray and kind of got his teeth setting wide apart.
Yes.
Isn't that right?
Yes.
Oh, mighty and omnipotent God, the author of everlasting life. Send our blessings upon the woman who I bless in thy name, and may her desires be fulfilled in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray. Amen. Amen. Okay. Don't doubt. Just believe with all your heart. What do you think, sister? You believe with all your heart? All right. If you believe, it's for you. God honors believers. Isn't that right? But to him that believeth, if I didn't say one thing to you and laid hands on you, you believe you'd be healed anyhow, don't you? I like that kind of faith. Have faith in God. Now, it makes me weak. I'm not beside myself, but I can't explain it. Now, that which is on you, I never put my hand over that microphone just for this. You're just a little shook, you know. I want you to come reverence you. Just believe. Now, look this way so that God might be able to tell you what something that would encourage you. Your trouble is in the head. You have head trouble. And then you've recently had something wrong with you, like a fell-out heart attack. You had a heart attack. Just had a heart attack recently. You believe he's going to make you well? Come
yes,
here.
Sir.
Oh, God, Prince of Peace, everlasting Father, send our blessings upon this woman who I bless in thy holy name. For her healing, as for Jesus' sake, amen. All right. Have faith now, believe with all your heart. Come, sir. Three? Every one of you? Just have faith back there now. If thou canst believe,
you can receive. Little lady saying I had that colon trouble, you think the Lord Jesus will make you well? If you believe it, you can be healed then. Jesus Christ will make you well. What are you thinking, the lady sitting there, you got a tumor under your arm, haven't you? Yeah, and you got heart trouble too, haven't you? You'll put your arms around one another, Jesus loves you, and he'll make you well. God bless you. Praise be to the living God. See, you don't need a prayer card, you need faith. Amen. I challenge you to believe that I've told you the truth now. You look and believe. Look to him, all the ends of the world. I swear we're strangers to one another. You believe me to be his servant, the Lord's servant? Between me and you comes the table. You back off from it. You got stomach trouble. You believe that Jesus Christ will heal you? It's kind of a burning in your stomach. Ulcerated like. The peptic ulcer. They say it lays at the pad of the stomach, the bottom part of the stomach. You're nervous, upset, worried all the time. You're a person of deep thinking. You're always crossing bridges before you get to it, planning things that never happen. That's your nature. In your stomach, you're healed. Go get yourself a supper and eat. Cause your faith will make you whole. Praise God. Amen. That's the way I have faith. You believe with all your heart? You have a disease to kill more people than anything, heart trouble, but do you believe that God will heal you that tonight?
Yes.
Raise up your hands and accept the Lord Jesus. Come here to me. And devil, I adjure thee by the living God. You're exposed. Come out of the man. May you go in peace through Jesus' name. God bless you, brother. Look this way, lady. You believe with all your heart? We're strangers to each other. But you suffer with the lady's trouble, the female trouble. It's caused a lot of discharge, mucus. And that's caused from, of course, that only could be seen. You know where that was done. That's at the, in a secret place. Only God would know it. What it is, you've got an abscess. And the you're hurting mainly on the left side. So Jesus Christ makes you well. Your faith heals you. Go on your road now and rejoice and say, thank you, God. A little boy? You believe that God will heal you? Then go eat your supper. Your stomach trouble is gone. Yours too, mother. Just go fly right along with him and praise God. And believe with all your heart. Do you believe with all your heart? You believe God can heal that kidney trouble and make you well? He has. Just keep walking on. Praise God. You're nervous for one thing. Been always upset and you have a stomach trouble also. I go on your road rejoicing saying, thank you, Lord Jesus, and be made well. All right. Come, ladies. You believe with all your heart? Of course, you're bothered, I see, when you get up every morning. Kind of a little stiffness, which is in an arthritis that's coming on. And a stomach trouble also is a nervous upset causes that. Causes you to belch and acid comes up in your mouth and things. That's the truth, isn't it? Father God, I lay hands up on her in the name of thy Son, the Lord Jesus, and rebuke this devil and say for him to go in Jesus' name. Amen. Both thanking God and rejoicing and being made happy, sister, and praising God. Amen. Do you believe me, my brother, as God's prophet?
Yes, I do.
If God will tell me what's your trouble, and will you obey me as his prophet?
I will.
I see you trying to step off the side of a street with arthritis. You got arthritis. Raise up your hands.
Yeah.
Raise your hands up, feet up down like this. I go on off the platform rejoicing and be well in the name of the Lord Jesus. Run on together. God bless you. Let's say praise the Lord. All right, ma'am. How do you do, ladies? I see you're going, your blind condition, blind spirit striking your eyes. You believe that God will restore your sight and make you well? Bow your head just a moment for this. Almighty God, have mercy upon the blind. Restore the sight to this woman, Lord, knowing that these eyes, if Satan can do it, will soon be made blind. But I ask now with mercy, with my hands upon her, Lord, as your representative, I ask for her sight to come to her in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you, sister. On your road rejoicing. Look out through that. Now you see now? Just raise up your hands and praise the Lord for it. Amen. Would you come, lady? Epilepsy. The little lady.
God bless you, sister. It left you then. Have faith in God. It will come back. Believe him. Your faith touched you down, sister. Have faith in God. Believe. You believe, lady? Will you obey me as God's prophet? If I tell you what's wrong with you, will you obey me as his servant? You have one of the writers. Is that right? Is it the truth? Raise up your hand if it is. Go off the platform rejoicing Jesus Christ to make you well. Amen. Have faith! How do you do, sir? You and I are strangers to each other, I suppose. We don't know one another. I've perhaps never seen you in all my life. But God knows you. Isn't that true? If God will reveal to me what your trouble is, will you accept your healing from the Lord Jesus? Will the rest of you do the same? I want to look to the man a minute. Look. Not knowing you, never seeing you, but knowing you, you're bound to be a sick man or you wouldn't be in this condition. You look thin and poor. But I see a spirit of blackness moving over you. It's cancer. And I see one, two, three operations you've had. Three operations for this cancer. That's truth. And it hasn't done you any good yet. And you're falling off, getting poorer and poorer. Let me tell you your trouble. Will you receive me as God's prophet?
Yes.
You got a habit, smoking cigarettes. Yes. And that's the thing that's giving you cancer. Throw the things away, don't ever use them no more, and go home and get well. In the name of Jesus Christ, I rebuke this devil. Hallelujah! You believe?
Then stand on your feet in the name of Jesus Christ, every one of you. Almighty God. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I rebuke every devil and unclean spirit and cast them away.